الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue with the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa. And today is the the 16th of Rabi'u al-Thani, 1433, which corresponds to the 9th of March 2012. And we were going over some of the qualities of Iblis alayhi la'natullah, and how he strives to mislead us from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed the authority which he was given and how he is deprived of it when it comes to the righteous slaves of Allah. We made it up till the middle of ayah 119. We didn't continue the tafsir of the shaykh in regards to the ayah. So we were at the statement of Allah azza wa jal, where Allah quoted Iblis saying, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ. And I will command them so that they slit the ears of cattle. The Shaykh said, أي بِتَقْطِيعِ آذَانِهَا, meaning they will cut their ears. وَذَلِكَ كَالْبَحِيرَ وَالسَّائِبَ وَالْوَصِيلَ وَالْحَامِ. And these are like particular animals or camels that the kuffar of Quraysh invented and innovated on their own. They say, if this one, you know, delivers such and such child or has two girls in the beginning, two females, that means it's haram for us to ride it. And if it's this, then we will eat it, but we will not feed. Yani they came up with all kinds of bid'ah and inventions in terms of what is lawful, what is unlawful. So they made what Allah made lawful, unlawful, and what Allah made unlawful, they made it lawful for themselves on their own. And then they claim it's from Allah. فَنَبَّهَ بِبَعْضِ ذَلِكَ عَلَى جَمِيعِهِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, drew our attention to some of it to indicate the whole thing, as an indication to the whole thing. وَهَذَا نَوْعٌ مِنَ الْإِضْلَالِ مِنَ الْإِضْلَالِ يَقْتَدِي تَحْرِيمَ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَحْلِيلَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. And this is a form of deviance and misguidance which entails prohibiting what Allah made lawful and making lawful what Allah made prohibited. وَيَلْتَحَقُ بِذَلِكَ مِنَ الْإِعْتِقَادَاتِ الْفَاسِدَةِ وَالْأَحْكَامِ الْجَائِرَةِ مَا هُوَ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ الْإِضْلَالِ. And this is followed by all kinds of corrupt ideologies and transgressive rules and judgments, which is considered among the greatest means of idlal, misleading people, misguiding people, because dalal is misguidance. Idlal is to misguide. Huh? Misleading others, idlal. Dalal, misguidance. Idlal, misguiding others. فيه الإضلال الناس, meaning misguiding others. فيه ضلال, meaning there is misguidance in it. They're not the same. Not Arabic, not in English. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. And I shall command them so that they change the creation of Allah. The Shaykh said, وَهَذَا يَتَنَاوَلُ تَغْيِيرِ الْخِلْقَةِ الظَّاهِرَةِ بِالْوَشْمِ وَالْوَشِرْ وَالنَّمْصِ وَالتَّفَلُّجِ الْحُسُنِ. And this entails the changing of the apparent or the outwardly creation. Khilqa is the form which Allah created us with, such as tattoo and washar, I'm not sure what that is. Wannamas, which is plucking the eyebrows. Wattafalluji lilhusun, which is, and parting the teeth as means of beautification, which is a common, maybe nowadays they do it the other way around. Now they put braces to bring their teeth together. Before they wanted their teeth to be separated. Anyways, but usually it was in the middle for the ladies. وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَغْوَاهُمْ بِهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And other things which the shaitan have, you know, deceived them in regards to. فَغَيَّرُوا خِلْقَةَ الرَّحْمَانِ. So they changed the form which the Most Merciful gave. وَذَلِكَ يَتَضَمَّنُ التَّسَخُّطِ مِنْ خِلْقَتِهِ. Aha. And this entails being displeased with his creation. And subhanAllah, this is the same thing we mentioned, and I didn't realize it until now that the Shaykh mentioned it. This is what was mentioned in the lecture, Let It Grow With The Natural Flow, about the beard. that the man who actually doesn't like the beard or who shaves it because he finds it not suitable is in fact one who criticizes what Allah Azza wa Jal had created. It's almost like he's saying, why did you give me a beard? Oh man, I gotta get rid of this thing all every other day. That's what it is. That's what it is. Allah first made it, you're not happy. He commanded you to keep it, you still take it away. You're actually displeased with Allah's commands, man. There's no way around it. If you don't like it when Allah made it obligatory and He gave you that form, you're actually not being pleased with the creation of Allah. Ajeeb. والقدح في حكمته degradation and criticism of His wisdom. واعتقاد أن ما يصنعونه بأيديهم أحسن من خلقة الرحمن. And for them to presume that whatever they make with their own hands is better than the creation of the Most Merciful. Yeah, we'll give you some new look, man. وعدم الرضا بتقديره وتدبيره. And being dissatisfied with His arrangement of affairs and His decree. ويتناول أيضا تغيير الخلق الباطنة. The Shaykh said, it's not only changing the outwardly, but the shaitan will also cause them to change the inwardly. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ عِبَادَهُ حُنَفَاءَ. Allah has created His creation, His slaves, حُنَفَاء. What is حُنَفَاء?
Pure.
Hanif. Pure is good, but can you give it a little more spice, brother? For breakfast. With some waffles and pancakes on the side. Hanif is one who deliberately turns away from the wrong way and strives to be upon the right way. Ma'ilun anil batil. One who's turning away from falsehood. Like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Didn't play games. When he realized that his father was a hopeless case and that there would be no guidance, he said, I am innocent of you. And baghda and hatred and enmity shall remain between us until you worship Allah alone. Mafi. There's no compromise. Hanif. No, okay, so I'll give up some of my religious obligations or beliefs in order to please you. No such thing. No such thing. Just have to stick to it. People don't like it, fine. Is it our job to make them like everything? If they don't like Allah, man, that's what we don't understand. If the du'at and the people of da'wah and the Muslims, if they understood this point, we will solve 80% of our problems that we face with the kuffar. If these people are not pleased with Allah, Himself, Allah is not good enough for them. You want them to be pleased with you? Ya Shaykh. Yani, if they've given up already on what is in their fitrah, they turn away deliberately. What benefit is it going to do if you twist around the religion? If you modify it? If you take out some things for them? What benefit? No benefit. Allah, al-haqq al-mubin, the evident truth is not good enough for them. So what is it going to be good enough? But the people don't realize that. So they change and change and change to please the kuffar. And the kuffar are getting greedy. They're getting greedy. Say, oh, okay, you want to give up on some of your teachings? We want more, more, more. No hijab, no niqab, no this, no that. And they will continue to do this. As long as they are, you know, Muslims, may Allah guide them, who continue to compromise. That's just the way they deal with it. Because Allah told us the bottom line, which many people don't seem to understand either. وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. لَنْ تَرْضَ is like, it's like infinite. Never ever, ever will the Jews and the Christians be pleased with you until you follow their religion. Not until you leave your religion. Allah did not say حَتَّى تَتْرُكُوا مِلَّتَكُمْ, until you leave your religion. No. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعُوا مِلَّتَهُمْ. Not only you leave Islam, but then you follow them. Then they will be pleased with us. Until then, no way, Jose. So if they're not going to be pleased with us until we leave Islam, and we don't want to leave Islam, why leave 20% of it? It's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything. It's like putting 10 halalas of gas in your car. But it's not going to get you anywhere. You're gonna the gas is gonna run out at the traffic light. Either put 10 riyals to make it to Mecca, or don't put any. Keep the 20 halalas, you may buy some chewing gum. You follow me? There's no benefit in the 10 halalas for to go to Mecca if you're in Jeddah and you are empty. So a wise person say, well, yeah, it's only 10 halalas. Yeah, but hey, you can use it one day for something else. SubhanAllah. Anyways, I hope that is clear. نعم مفطورين على قبول الحق وإيثاره. The human beings were created حنفاء مفطورين. Ha ha. What is مفطورين? From which word? فطرة. If you're hungry, don't think of فطور. المفطورين فطور. You know, رمضان. Anyways, مفطورين meaning they're predisposed here, right? They're predisposed ala qabul al-haq, to accept the truth, wa ithari, and to favor it. فجاءتهم الشياطين. Then the shayateen came to them. فاجتالتهم عن هذا الخلق الجميل. Then it diverted them away from that beautiful character. خلق here. وزينت لهم الشر والشرك والكفر والفسوق والعصيان. Who can translate all of these? Shar. Evil.
Shirk is shirk.
Shirk is shirk. Wow. That's a good one, brother, right there.
Associated
partners.
The kufr is disbelief.
Okay. Yes, but usually they add, see, fasiq is a little stronger than asi. Asi is disobedient. Fasiq is defiantly disobedient. So you want to add the adjective defiantly. Defiantly disobedient. Meaning as a level above the disobedient. The disobedient, al-usat. Al-usat. And ironically, we have a singer in Lebanon called Asi. Asi al-Hallani. And exactly that's what he is. He stands on stage and he does ma'asiyah all the time. And then he says, my name is Asi. It's amazing, you know, facts. This is weird stuff that you see nowadays. Anywho, so Asi, disobedient, fasiq, defiantly. يعني, he's adamant on disobedience. Don't come my way. Get out of my way. I'ma do it. Kind of stuff. And the last one, chief. Asiyan. See? That's why we had to make that distinction. Otherwise, it'll become redundant. But they're not redundant in Arabic. Fasiq and Fusuq is not like Asiyan. Asiyan from Asi, disobedience. Fusuq, defiant disobedience. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every newborn is born upon the fitrah. ولكن أبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه. But his parents are the ones who will make him a Jew or a Christian or a Magian. Now, of course, the scholars say it goes beyond that. It could be other religions like Buddhist, Hindu, and it could be other than the parents. What is intended is the environment. Meaning, because one will say, okay, he was born orphan. He didn't have any parents, and he's a Hindu now. So he's excused. Because the hadith says that the parents are the ones who will make him Jew, Christian, or Magian. He's a Hindu with no parents. Say, no. What is intended here is, as the ulama understand the hadith, the environment. But they say the Prophet ﷺ, for example, would usually speak to the people according to what was common to them back then. There were no real, يعني, there wasn't atheism as we have it today. There wasn't Hinduism and Buddhism in the Arabian Peninsula as they know it today. So it wasn't something he would address alayhi salatu salam. Follow me? طيب. ونحو ذلك مما يغيرون به, and others which they change. ما فطر الله عليه العباد من توحيده وحبه ومعرفته. So they change what Allah has predisposed the slaves upon in regards to maintaining and observing His oneness and uniqueness and loving Him and knowing Him. فافترستهم الشياطين. It's an interesting usage here of the word افترس. You know what افترس mean? افترس is when a wild animal devours another, like a lion will eat up a deer, you know, and he will smash him up. You know, it doesn't pat him on the back and say, excuse me, can I have you for lunch today? He will run after him, nail him down, and, you know, bite him off and do whatever. That's iftiras. So the shayateen iftirasatum. It's like a prey. They caught them and they took over them. They devoured them. في هذا الموضع افتراس السبع والذئاب للغنم المنفردة. Just like the wolves then did to the sheep and the goats, which are single by themselves. لولا لطف الله وكرمه بعباده. Had it not been for the gentleness of Allah and His generosity towards His slaves, المخلصين, the sincere and the chosen, لجرى عليهم ما جرى على هؤلاء المفتونين. The same thing would have actually happened to them like it happened to those who have been exposed and absorbed by the fitna. وهذا الذي جرى عليهم من توليهم عن ربهم وفاطرهم وتوليهم لعدوهم المريد لهم الشر من كل وجه. And the reason why this has happened to them is because they have turned away from their Lord and their Creator. And they've turned towards and they've become allies with their enemy who intends evil for them in every possible way. فَخَسِرُوا الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. So therefore they lost the dunya and the life to come. وَرَجِعُوا بِالْخَيْبَةِ وَالصَّفَقَةِ الْخَاسِرَةِ. And they returned with disappointment and a lost transaction. A transaction at loss. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ. And that's why Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُّبِينًا. So whosoever takes the shaitan as a guardian, a protector, as an ally besides Allah, he has lost the evident loss. وأي خسار أبين وأعظم ممن خسر دينه ودنياه وأوبقته معاصيه وخطاياه فحصل له الشقاء الأبدي وفاته النعيم السرمدي. And what greater loss and more evident and more vast than he who has lost his religion and his deen, and his sins and errors have shackled him. So he attained, therefore, the shaqa'u al-abadi, the eternal wretchedness. وَفَاتَهُ النَّعِيمُ السَّرْمَدِي. And he missed out on the eternal bounty and delight, the eternal happiness, the eternal bliss. كَمَا أَنَّ مَنْ تَوَلَّ مَوْلَاهُ. Similarly, the one who takes as a protector his mawla, Allah, وآثر رضا, and he favored pleasing him. وربح كل الربح, then he has gained all that which one can gain. وأفلح كل الفلاح, and he has succeeded in the ultimate way of attaining success. وفاز بسعادة الدارين, and he will attain the happiness of both abodes, this one and the one to come. وأصبح قرير العين, and he becomes pleased in his eye, meaning the pleasure of the eye. He's happy. In other words, he's content. Contentment. فلا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت. اللهم تولنا في من توليت وعافنا في من عافيت. So he ended it with a dua. May Allah have mercy on his soul. Sheikh Abdul Rahman Nasir al-Sa'di said, so oh Allah, he said, so there's no preventer to that which you give, nor is there a giver to that which you prevent. Oh Allah, take us as protectors among those whom you have taken as protectors, meaning be our protector as those you have become protectors for, and protect us among those whom you have protected. Afia, to be protected from calamities. Ayah 120. It reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يعدهم ويمنيهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيصا. Ayat 120 says Satan promises them and arouses desire in them, but Satan does not promise them except delusion. The refuge of those will be hell, and they will not find from it an escape. ثم قال يعدهم ويمنيهم أي يعد الشيطان من يسعى في إضلالهم والوعد يشمل حتى الوعيد. Now the shaitan will promise those whom he strives to mislead. And wa'id includes wa'id. Ha ha ha. Which one of you geniuses will figure this one out? Wa'id includes wa'id. What are we talking about? What is the difference between wa'id and wa'id? Abdul Majid, thank you, sir. If I had a reward, a prize, I would have given it to you. Fantastic! Wa'ad, you guys thought that he gave the wrong answer, huh? I'm sorry. Wa'ad is promise. Good, usually. Usually, good promise. Wa'id is also a promise, but with a threatening effect. Threatening effect, or threatening you. Meaning, you tell your son, if you do good, I'm going to buy you a car. And you say to your son, if you do this again, I'm going to take away your car. Now, in both cases, you've made a promise. But the first one is wa'id because it's something to look forward to, good. And the second one is wa'id because you're threatening him to take something away from him. So that's what it is. Now, the Shaykh said that includes wa'id. كما قال تعالى, as Allah said, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. فإنه يعدهم إذا أنفقوا في سبيل الله افتقروا. For example, Shaytan, Allah says in the Quran, Shaytan promises you poverty. Which means that he promises them that if they were to spend in the cause of Allah, they would become poor. ويخوفهم إذا جاهدوا بالقتل. And he scares them if they were to fight in the cause of Allah that they may be killed. وغيره. And other things like they may get harmed or hurt or injured or whatever. كما قال تعالى إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه. This is only the shaitan scaring his allies. الآية ويخوفهم عند إثار مرضات الله بكل ما يمكن وما لا يمكن مما يدخله في عقولهم حتى يكسلوا عن فعل الخير. And he scares them at the time of when they're supposed to favor the pleasure of Allah. He scares them with all that which is possible and that which is impossible, which he inserts into their minds until they become too lazy to do good. وكذلك يمنيهم الأماني الباطلة. Similarly, he gives them false wishes. التي هي عند التحقيق كالسراب. Which is when it's time of materialization comes, it's like the mirage. You know the mirage? When you're driving down the road, you look ahead, it looks like there's water. And when you get there, there's nothing. This is sarab. In English, it's mirage, right? Mirage, yeah. الذي لا حقيقة له, which has no fact, no reality to it. ولهذا قال وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا. That's why Allah said He does not promise them except delusions. All delusional. Ayah 121. It is those whose abode will be the hellfire. أي من إنقاذ الشيطان أو من انقاض عفوا من انقاض للشيطان وأعرض عن ربه وصار من أتباع إبليس وحزبه مستقرهم النار. The one who follows Shaitan and turns away from his master and he becomes from the followers of Iblis and his group, his cult, their abode will be the hellfire. ولا يجدون عنها محيصا أي مخلصا ولا ملجأ. They will not find an escape. No escape, no cave, no, nothing. بل هم خالدون فيها أبد الآباد. Rather they shall abide therein for eternally, for eternity, eternally for eternity. There you go. That's what I wanted to say. Eternally for eternity, which is really the same thing, but that's how it is emphasized. أبد الآباد. It's almost the same thing. It is the same word actually. ولما بينا مآلي الأشقياء الأشقياء أولياء الشيطان ذكر مآل السعداء أوليائه فقال. Now when Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the abode or the final destination of the wretched, the help, the allies of the shaitan, Allah Azza wa Jal went on to mention the abode of the happy, his own friends. So he said, والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla went on to say, but the ones who believe and do righteous deeds, we will admit them to gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide forever. It is the promise of Allah, which is truth. And who is more truthful than Allah in statement? The Shaykh said, أي آمنوا بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره على الوجه الذي أمروا به علما وتصديقا وإقرارا. What a fantastic statement. They believed in Allah and His angels and His scriptures and His messengers and the last day and the preordainment, the good and the bad thereof, according to the manner or in a manner which they were commanded. Now, يعني the عقيدة of the Salaf, أهل السنة والجماعة, not anybody else. Because we have many people, many. We have the Ash'aris and the Mu'tazilis and the Jahmis and the Qadaris and the Kharijis, and the list goes on, man. All kinds of people develop new belief system, and they pretty much don't believe properly in all of these tenets of faith. Only Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in them in a manner which is pleasing to Allah, as Allah commanded, in total submission, without any philosophical insertions. Huh. علماً, and they do so via knowledge, وتصديقاً, and by affirming or believing, وإقراراً, and by affirming and approving. وعملوا الصالحات الناشئة عن الإيمان. They do righteous deeds which emanate from belief. They sprout from belief. Belief is a plant, and the flowers which grow, the plant which grows is the good deeds. If the soil, iman, the iman is the soil. If the soil is weak, then the plant will be weak. And if the soil is strong, then the plant will be strong. Huh? So the stronger the aqidah, the more one is able to be firm, inshallah, and not deviate from the path. Because it's happening. People who used to be a little firm or firm on the da'wah, nas'al Allah al-afiyah, starting to compromise and change their ways, and this is very, very troubling what's going on right now on the scene. If you're not involved in that scene, then you probably don't know what I'm talking about. But if you are, you know who's out there and what they're doing and what's happening in recent times. It's very devastating. What has happened to some of the du'at who used to be firm upon the aqidah, now they started to, you know, kind of insert and entertain all kinds of people and all kinds of innovations. I don't know if he sabil what. And I don't know if he sabil what. Allah musta'an. Ala kulli hal.
وهذا يشمل سائر المأمورات من واجب ومستحب.
The righteous deeds include the rest, all of the commandments, be it obligatory or recommended.
الذي على القلب, that which is upon the heart, والذي على اللسان, which is upon the tongue, والذي على بقية الجوارح, and that which is upon the rest of the limbs, كل له من الثواب المرتب على ذلك بحسب حاله ومقامه وتكبيره للإيمان والعمل الصالح. Each will have a reward proportional to that, according to his status, according to his perfection of his iman, and according to his righteous deeds. ويفوته ما رتب على ذلك بحسب ما أخل به من الإيمان والعمل. And he will miss out on that reward prepared for him in a manner proportional to what he has deficient, what he has of deficiency in his iman and his deeds. وذلك بحسب ما علم من حكمة الله ما علم من حكمة الله ورحمته. All this is actually based on what is known of Allah's wisdom and justice. And mercy, afwan. وكذلك وعد وعده الصادق الذي يعرف من تتبع كتاب الله وسنة رسوله. Similarly, we know the promise of Allah. The truthful promise is known through paying attention or following or really reflecting here on the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ولهذا ذكر الثواب المرتب على ذلك. So that's why Allah mentioned the actual reward prepared for that. بقوله سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. We shall admit them into gardens beneath which rivers flow. فيها ما لا عين رأت. In it, in these gardens, is that which no eye has ever seen. ولا أذن سمعت. And no eye has, no ear has ever heard. ولا خطر على قلب بشر. And that which has never come across a human's or a human's heart. من أنواع المآكل والمشارب اللذيذة. Of all kinds of food stuff, foods and delicious drinks. والمناظر العجيبة and the amazing scenery. والأزواج الحسنة أو الحسنة الحسنة and the beautiful spouses. والقصور والغرف المزخرف والقصور والغرف المزخرفة and the castles and the adorned rooms. والأشجار المتدلية and the trees, you know, قطوفها دانية, right? Dania is like near. It's like brought down to you, so you don't have to. You don't have to. If you want to get a fruit from a tree, you don't have to get a ladder, you know, and call a couple of guys to pick you up and go pick it up. No, it will come down to you. You just pick it up while you're chilling, reclining on the sofa. والفواكه المستغربة and all kinds of odd fruits. It's just beyond what we're familiar with in the dunya. والأصوات الشجية and the beautiful voices. والنعم السابغة and the abundant bounties. وتزاور الإخوان وتذكرهم ما كان منهم في رياض الجنان and the visitation among the brothers and them reminiscing on what they used to have in the dunya, the struggle they used to go through in the dunya. They will remember how much we strove for the sake of Allah. Alhamdulillah الذي أذهب عنا الحزن. They will praise Allah that He has removed all kinds of sadness and difficulty from them and He made them inherit paradise. I mean, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us among those. وأعلى من ذلك كله وأجل. And what is greater than all of that and more honorable. رضوان الله عليهم. Allah being pleased with them. وتمتع الأرواح بقربه. And the souls being pleased by His nearness. والعيون برؤيته. And the eyes being pleased by looking at Him. والأسماع بخطابه الذي ينسيهم كل نعيم وسرور and the ears, the hearing, with hearing him subhanahu wa ta'ala and hearing his speech, which will make them forget every form of bounty and contentment. يعني it will not compare to that. ولولا الثبات من الله لهم لطاروا وماتوا من الفرح والحبور. Had it not been for Allah keeping them, يعني keeping them firm, they would have flew. They would have flown. Fly, flew, flown. They would have flown and they would have died of happiness and pleasure. فَلِلَّهِ مَا أَحْلَى ذَلِكَ النَّعِيمِ. Oh Allah, he's saying, by Allah, how beautiful, how sweet is that kind of delight. وَمَا أَعْلَى مَا أَنَالَهُمُ الرَّبُّ الْكَرِيمِ. And how exalted is that which the most noble and the most generous has given them.
وما حصل لهم من كل خير وبهجة لا يصفه الواصفون. And whatever they will attain of goodness and happiness, it cannot be described by those who describe it. وتمام ذلك وكماله الخلود الدائم في تلك المنازل العالية. And the completion and the perfection of that is the eternal abode and these high ranking homes and destinations. ولهذا قال خالدين فيها أبدا, abiding there in eternity. وعد الله حقا, the promise of Allah in truth, which is truth. ومن أصدق من الله قيل, who is more truthful than Allah in speech. فصدق الله العظيم, not the one you say after recitation of the Quran, that is a bid'ah. So Allah the most truth, Allah the great has said the truth. الذي بلغ قوله وحديثه في الصدق أعلى ما يكون. The one whose statement and his speech has attained the highest form of truthfulness ever. ولهذا لما كان كلامه صدقا, because of the fact that Allah's speech is صدق, truth, وخبره صدقا, and his statements, his promise is truth, كان ما يدل عليه مطابقا وتضمنا وملازمة. Whatever it entails, that becomes necessary. It becomes necessary and obligatory, because Allah's promise is truth. Whatever He promised is going to happen. It's just going to happen. There's no doubts about it. كل ذلك مراد من كلامه. All that is intended by Allah's speech. وكذلك كلام رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Similarly, the speech of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكونه لا يخبر إلا بأمره ولا ينطق إلا عن وحيه. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام does not speak except what Allah commands, nor does he speak except what Allah has revealed. Inshallah, next week we'll be dealing with a very important ayat in regards to the false wishes of shaitan to the Muslims and to the people of the book, and how he deceives all. Until then, akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, wa sallallahu wasallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.